You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's in the studio with me, along with Dr. Steve Cobb. We're going to talk about the $500,000 project Test Drive Eraser. Thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
This is a really innovative program that grew out of a quest for money from a philanthropic foundation in Kentucky. Give us the walkthrough of how you found out about it and what you designed.
Yes, it's a project that's been a couple of years in the making, actually. I've been convinced for quite some time that our students benefit from having the opportunity to have internship or cooperative education experiences that can be performed prior to graduation. So if they can have a summer internship that's in a professionally meaningful environment, I think that just puts them ahead of the pack when it comes time to compete for jobs after graduation. And so we set out to think creatively about how we could develop a plan that would fund these internship programs that was a little bit unique and that might catch the eye of some funding agencies.
I'm smirking at thinking creatively because it's actually a good scheme. In non-academic terms, this is quite
something. We say there's a hook. We put a hook to it there. Yes.
So you write these proposals and the James Graham Brown Foundation takes a look and they go, well, okay, this looks like a good deal. And it is a good deal because it has some legs to it, some years on it.
There's some longevity to the program. The Brown Foundation was known for doing a lot of philanthropic work, and they've recently gotten more interested in looking at projects that benefit the higher education institutions in the state and that are going to be good for the economic vitality of the state. And we thought this fit in very well. And the premise of the funding is that we believe so strongly in the value of our students to the corporate enterprises in our state that we've asked these industries, these businesses, employ our student, take them on in a summer internship position, and we will pay for that. We will provide $5,000 in a paid internship for our students to have an 8 to 10 week meaningful experience there. And the hook is, if these companies are satisfied with those students, then they follow up the next year and they hire on a student intern, and that we go back and forth, we volley and trade off back and forth as the years go by until this funding has been expended. That should take us through about a 6-year period where 30 students per year will have paid internship experiences. And then we have a nice feature that Murray State came in, thanks to Dr. Bob Jackson and the development folks. They've started a matching campaign so that we'll have additional funding and we can run this for 12 years the way it's set up, with eventually $1.8 million of internship funds coming to the students of Murray State University.
All right, what kinds of students are we talking about and what kinds of industries are we talking about?
Yeah, we wrote this specifically for the departments that are part of the College of Science, Engineering, and Technology, the Jesse Jones, newly named Jones College of Science, Engineering, and Technology. Those would be students in 6 academic departments: engineering and physics, industrial and engineering technology, biology, chemistry, geosciences, mathematics, and statistics. But it's open to all student majors in those 6 academic units.
So that would make them attractive to just about any industry in our region.
I think so. The industries that would be involved would be widespread. They could be manufacturing industries that we have here in West Kentucky. They might be government agencies, perhaps the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife, the U.S. Geological Survey. They might be large worldwide corporations. They might be small mom-and-pop startup operations that just need some assistance, perhaps internships for students, so they can assess, do we need to hire on a new employee? What can they do for us? Should we look at expansion? Things like that.
So we're talking about the STEM disciplines and the support for students in the STEM disciplines, and I'm fascinated if we can kind of branch on a different road of your experience in the last 6 months And tell us about your trip as a Fulbright scholar to look at how the schools in England are handling STEM disciplines.
Sure. Thank you. I had the opportunity to go to England and Scotland for a three-week period in August, and it was part of the Fulbright International Administrators Exchange Program. And it was a nice chance to see what institutions of higher education are doing in the United Kingdom, what challenges that they face, how we have some common challenges, actually, but then their system's a bit different. And so how they handle matters of diversity, how they handle matters of recruitment, retention, student employment and placement, fundraising was a big part of that development. Interestingly, we're way ahead of the United Kingdom in maintaining relationships with our alumni and with a donor base, and that was fascinating.
Are there any other observations that drifted to the top for you in your trip?
Yeah, the issue of student mobility was one that came to the fore a lot. We seem to have, I think, a better system of allowing students to get on the educational ladder at different places. You don't have to be accepted at an elite institution to be successful in higher education. We have the opportunity for students to go into vocational technical education, begin at the community college level, then transfer on to a four-year institution. It seemed to me that in Europe their paths were rather set from the beginning, and there wasn't a lot of flexibility once those choices or decisions had been made as to how to pursue an education.
Now, I also want to ask about the new name for the college.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Jesse Jones has been quite generous with the College of Science because that's his home, isn't it?
Right. I think his heart is right with us there.
He's a techie.
Yeah, he really is. And he doesn't like to publicize that, but he keeps up with kind of the cutting edge areas, not just in his fields of chemistry and mathematics. That's where his degrees are from. But he's quite accomplished in keeping up with the advances across the STEM disciplines.
We're really lucky to have him looking after what's going on at Murray State University. And I'd like to know if there's anything else you'd like to add. And also, when will the first students go to work? Next summer?
Yeah, it'll be set for the summer of 2014.
Will it be a competitive application?
Yeah. There will have to be a way that we select students for the program. It should be said that we've got a lot of activity already taking place with internships and co-ops, and so this will be supplemental to that. But over the course of time, I think this will be one of the premier programs because it will gain an aura of prestige about it, I think, to be selected for one of these paid internship programs with established industries, businesses that we hope to set up relationships with.
Excellent. This is Test Drive Eraser, a new program for Murray State University's College of Science, Engineering, and Technology. And we thank Dean Steve Kopp for being with us on Sounds Good today.
Thank you very much.